what can sometimes at the time feel like a real impossibility, suddenly fast forward 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, we've all kind of done it so quickly. It's almost as though what we had deemed as impossible, air quotes, is suddenly so achievable. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I've had the most wonderfully balanced inflow day. There are some days that are more in flow than others. Today definitely felt just so completely cup filling. And I'll just share with you something super fun that we did. It is school holidays at the moment. So I dropped my son off at his holiday camp. And Michael and I had about 6 hours of pure uninterrupted time during holiday season. And we decided to go down to a beautiful new cafe right along the creek. We have lots of waterways near where we live, the ocean, of course, but different creeks and different waterways. And there's this one where you basically look out on the most crystal clear light aqua water there is. And it was 30 degrees Celsius today. Absolutely stunning. And as we're sitting there having our coffee and having our breakfast, oh my gosh, I had the yummiest egg burrito for breakfast. I looked out the water and I saw this, teenager, and he was running back and forth, running boats and canoes and stand-up paddle boards to people who have obviously hired it. And I said to Michael, that's it, laptops away. We're going on a two-person kayak and we're going to have an hour and a half kayak down Currumbin Creek. And it was the best. Oh my gosh. We walked up to this little shack around the corner and it was so classic, like older Aussie guy, literally stank of cigarettes, had missing teeth. Exactly who you would expect would run an old shack that hired out equipment like that and had a bit of fishing tackle, a bit of bait. It was so classic. And we got ourselves our oars and we hopped into the kayak and off we went. We were just, oh my goodness, it was so much fun. There is something about that kind of activity inside of a marriage and a partnership which tells so much about a relationship. You know, there was a lot of interesting different strategies on how to get ourselves upstream and also just the fun, the play, the laughter, all of it. Like, it was just the best. So much so we came out of it and we still had heaps of time on the other side to work. And I think both of us hit this real beautiful super flow highway of getting stuff done, of feeling really invigorated and excited, and how one tiny activity like that, which cost $25 to hire out for an hour and a half, how something like that can just bring so much fun and playfulness, not just back into the business, but, you know, into a fun friendship, relationship, marriage, whatever the case is. Anyway, I wanted to share that just in case it's also inspiring you to do something out of the box and a bit different. And yeah, you never know. You never know what's going to come up, right? Oh my gosh, my hair is so crazy. If you're on YouTube, can you see this little situation here? Anyway, let's come back to this idea of impossible successes. And one of the discussions that Mike and I had was about how much we've achieved in such a short period of time and how much the idea of what we desire, what we speak about, what we share with each other, what we put out there in the world comes to pass really, really fast. And what can sometimes at the time feel like a real impossibility, suddenly fast forward 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, we've all kind of done it so quickly. It's almost as though what we had deemed as impossible, air quotes, is suddenly so achievable. So how is that done? And I wanted to break down the process of that and inspire and also just give you a minute. You know, you've tuned into this podcast and you're watching it on YouTube perhaps, and you're taking the time to fill up your own cup and you're taking the time to get inspired and also, you know, perhaps even just expanding your mind as to what perhaps you haven't been spending any energy on, or it's helping you see things in a different perspective. Whatever the reason you're here, I'm loving it and I appreciate you. And it's just always such a pleasure to be in your ears in one sense. So let me ask you this. What is your impossible success that you're calling in right now? something so out of bounds in one sense. It might seem years and years and years away. In fact, maybe you've even put some massive timeline on it, like by the time I'm 75, I'll have this. If you're 72, that's fantastic. That's only 3 years away. But you know what I mean. If you've got a huge outlook of one day I will have that, maybe that's another cool way of asking it. What's the thing that you are currently one daying for yourself? And I want you to go really big picture. Just go wild. Beyond the business that you're building, all the goals you have for your personal development, of course, short-term stuff, go, 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 big, expand, expand. I have an impossible success, which I'll share in a second. And I also want to share with you what I do to fold time to get it faster, because that's always a vibe, but also what I've noticed actually delays the impossible success, which is always nice to be aware of, right? But as I started thinking about this and discussing it, I was talking to my best friend about this, like her impossible achievements and successes, and everybody has such a different scope of what that looks like, and I love it. It also got me talking about like even just what other humans have achieved. You know, in our lifetime, they feel almost as though they've been characters written in some history book and they're not quite human and not quite real, but they are. Like they've walked this earth before us. And some of these people that come to mind are currently, you know, doing their thing. Like Elon Musk, for example, whether you love him or hate him or like his stuff or don't like his stuff, he's really brought the future to the now. Like you can't argue with that. Whatever is happening behind the scenes, behind the veil, if you're a conspiracist, sure. But think about it. Tesla, Boring Company, SpaceX, like he's achieved this in what seems like a pretty short amount of time. I'm sure it's not. He's been doing it forever. His history is incredible, like since he was a boy genius with his brother type of thing. But don't you reckon if you think about Elon Musk, really, I would argue in the last 10 years, 15 years, he's really come to light with all the achievements he's had and what he's done for humanity, what he's done for this generation, bringing out, you know, the Tesla cars, for example, and so many other things. But even beyond that, right? Like, you know, we're talking in the last generation, Nelson Mandela comes to mind. His impossible successes. The man was in jail for 27 years in Robben Island. Has anyone been there, by the way? I must have been there 15 years ago. And it is such a desolate place. Absolutely desolate. Funnily enough, there's a ton of eucalyptus gum trees on Robben Island. No idea how that came to be, but there was a little slice of Australia there. It's just so strange. But I mean, look, he came out of prison, became the first black president, and is still such a beacon of change, of reconciliation, of whatever that looks like in terms of how you perceive him. If you've read his book, it's unbelievable. There's so many humans that come to mind. And then even just in terms of performance, right? Impossible success in terms of performance. The person that comes to mind is Roger Bannister, classic 4 minute mile man. Nobody knew how to run this 4 minute mile in literally, you know, the time period. And then within such a short period of time, somebody else came along and smashed that record. But we all remember Roger Bannister for his work of breaking a success point and showing others what's possible. So actually, let's segue there. Your impossible success shows others what's possible. I think that's a really, really important factor and concept to think about, because for those of us that are highly empathetic, highly connected with what humanity might think and feel about our own individual successes, which let me just tell you right now, nobody's thinking about your successes and going, eh, eh, eh. And if they are, they need to find something better to do. But in your mind's eye, you might be thinking, everybody's watching me and everybody's judging me and everybody's thinking about my every move. Honey, they're not. They're so self-engrossed with their own purpose and their own day-to-day lives that every now and again, the few people that might pop up and emerge, it's such a small factor to your impossible success. But you are meant to actually achieve what you're meant to achieve in the sense of what you know is true for you, your divine guidance, your purpose, the thing that drives you, the thing that lights you up, whatever it is. You want to write a book, you want to write 10 books, you want to have a Netflix series, you want to have a beautiful car, you want to have a wardrobe full of all of the clothes that you could ever want, you want a radio show, the best ranking podcast in the world, making millions and millions and millions of dollars to do good things with the world, whatever that is, it's meant for you. My son, who is 7 years old, is obsessed with Mr. Beast. If you have any sort of child under 16 years old. His videos are everywhere. And he's been showing me lately what Mr. Beast is doing with all of his fame and fortune. And the latest one I think he showed me was from a few years ago, but Mr. Beast set out to pick up 30 million pieces of trash from the sea. 30 million pieces of trash. And he's gone on to do these really big challenges. Yes, it's amazing for YouTube views, without a doubt. Yes, he's made $100 million from his incredible empire. But it just goes to show, doesn't it? What a young kid decided to do, starting a YouTube channel and just go and watch his first ever video on YouTube, right? And he was talking about the fact that maybe no one's ever going to see this. And he's now such an influential human being, especially for the next generation and what he's doing for the world. It's insane, like actually thinking of his level of success upon success, which to the average person is like, seems impossible, but it's not. Yes, so many examples I can give you, but whilst these examples seem really big, and I'm only sharing these because we want to go big. I want to expand your mind beyond, I want to make $100,000, which is amazing. Of course, we want that and desire that because lots of good things can be done with that. Lots of peace and lots of connection, lots of self-achievement can be brought to light with that. Lots of other things can be done with it. But what else? What else? Dream so big, my love. I have created something which is going to help you if you're feeling this level of, I don't know, Ruby, stop asking me. And I get that because, you know, there was a time when I was mentored, actually when I was back in corporate, I had this beautiful mentor who was a CEO mentor and she was grooming me. Well, not, she wasn't grooming me. My CEO was grooming me and she was the CEO coach into leadership. And she used to say to me, what are your big career goals and dreams? And I was like, well, clearly I want this, which was the next step in my career. And she said, Ruby, you're already going to have that. Come on, go bigger. I'm like, oh, there's bigger? I was like, I don't know. Her name was Cheryl. I'm like, I don't know, Cheryl. Okay. Shaz, like, I don't know. Just can you give me the answer? And obviously she couldn't. But if you experience this sort of, I can't see beyond, I have something in the show notes and you can click to it right now and download. It is an EFT, emotional freedom technique, that I've created and I've personally used for the last 30 days. And I love it. I love my own tapping that I have to share it with all of you. And it's literally called Tapping for Impossible Success. And I want to teach you, show you how to move through whatever blocks or limiting beliefs that are holding you back from seeing what is beyond. And I think about my own impossible successes. Michael and I were talking about this as we were kayaking and, you know, just sharing all the things. We're just laughing like, this is just us casually on a Wednesday afternoon having built a multiple $1 million coaching empire, building out a second apparel business now, which is doing so well. By the way, the second drop is also coming next week, which I'm so excited about. So go and follow XORL on Instagram and you will see all of the new apparel if it's not already sold out. Oh, I'm so excited. We have t-shirts, new t-shirt styles. We have hats. We have the hoodies. We have another t-shirt, like so many cool things. So come and check out the launch there. I digress. So here we are kayaking and we were naming all of our impossible successes. So bringing it back to self for a sec. We wanted to buy a luxury car, move to our dream state, which is the Gold Coast in Australia, buy $1 million plus property because we had this standard of living that we wanted to achieve and this look of what the beach house would look like. We wanted to only be literally a 5-minute walk from the beach or less. Tick, tick, tick. We wanted to travel the world, be able to bring the whole family along, also look after our family in the greatest sense financially. We wanted to start a second business, which is never cheap, right? Like, especially if it's a physical business or a business with product, there is a capital investment that is required. We wanted to bring on full-time staff into our business. We wanted to travel freely, doing it in style business class, all of those things. Our own levels of impossible successes, they came to us so fast and so quickly because not only did we do a lot of the external work, which you all see, creating content, selling, coaching, you know, giving so much of our energy to serve you guys, to serve the world, to serve entrepreneurs, to grow out their empires, but also because we're able to link that back to the bigger picture of our vision, of what we desire to have, of doing the inner work, removing the blocks, especially for me, going back and healing through a lot of the financial trauma and narrative and storyline that really clouded so much of my judgment growing up, so many things like that. And now impossible successes are an equal match of the things that I would love to experience in my own physical world. You know, greater levels of wealth, of course, amazing new homes that are to come. Like, weirdly, you guys, I feel as though my next house is already on its way to me, even though we literally just moved into this house, which is newly built 6 months ago. I can't explain it, but since doing this tapping, this image of this next house, which is, I know exactly where it's going to be. This is the really cool thing about it. I know what street it's going to be on. I know the view that we're going to have. I know the desk and the place that I'm going to be situated where I'm going to write my book. It's wild. It's like a version of me is already experiencing it, is already there. Do you guys believe in multiverses? It's like another version of me in the multiverse feels like 12-month version of me is already living that life. And I don't know, it's unbelievable. And even just knowing that we're going to be back in the United States, we're going to be back traveling in the UK, and I'm going to be doing speaking tours and book tours. Like, I see all of this. But right now it's like, how? Like, hang on, but are we going to do that? Like, how am I going to write a book in 9 months? How am I going to be sitting at that desk writing this and having this view in less than 12 months? How am I going to buy a house in the United States when we've just bought this one? And like all these things, right, they come up, which brings me to how you slow down the runway when you start asking the how. And this is why the tapping is so great. If you haven't already, go and check out the link below. It's free to download. You are going to love this. Do it every day for 30 days and you'll notice the difference. And if you've never done it before, it's actually a really intricate walkthrough of why EFT tapping is so important and actually taking you behind the science of the flow of tapping as well. So it's just a really great resource to have. And it's got 3 journal prompts in there, which I've been using so religiously in my journal, and it has helped me so greatly to unlock and open up all the things. Slowing it down could look like, how am I going to do it? Somebody else has already done it, so obviously it's not for me. And greed and judgment. These are probably the big things that I notice within me, but also here within my client groups, where the greed is, I've already written one best-selling book. How dare I call in a second best-selling book? I've already had that experience. Or maybe it's like, I've already bought a luxury car last year. Isn't it greedy to want the next model of luxury car next year? And, or I've already, for example, with me, I've already bought this beautiful $1 million home. How dare I call in another multiple $1 million home? So on and so forth. That is the surefire way to slow down your impossible success. Notice, however, that I'm saying slow down. I'm certainly not saying you're not going to get it. I'm just saying the time frame around it slows because the frequency becomes fragmented. You're literally going through this beautiful flow and all of a sudden it's like, you've just fragmented it, but it's going to come back and it'll match up again and off it goes. Be aware of it. Notice. And in this, you'll find your power and you'll find such great relief in knowing that you are meant to have exactly this. It's your storehouse. Nobody else is meant to have your dreams and desires. It's not like you're taking away from somebody else by living your best life. You know what I mean? So on that note, let's end with some really powerful activating statements to get you going. And then you can continue on and go ahead and jump into the EFT with me. Okay. I'm meant to have exactly what I want. And it's happening fast. And time is folding around my impossible success faster and faster and faster. And I deliberately choose to not slow it down. I deliberately choose to put aside the resistance and any limiting, unserving beliefs right now. And I ask of you, highest self, guides, universe, to show me what the next level looks like. To help me see even bigger, beyond. Help me see past the initial shelves of my own storehouse and look beyond, beyond, beyond in the good corner where everything is, in the back room, so to speak. If anyone's ever done luxury handbag shopping, there's always a back room and the back room has the unique good stuff. So let's ask the universe to reveal that so-called exciting, unique back room where all of the amazing, unique successes made just for you, which by the way, you called in, you signed the contract to be here at this time. It's your dreams. You're just going to remember it right now. Drop in, remember, 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 drop in and remember, drop in and remember. So right now you're going to go to the EFT tapping in the show notes, continue this work. And if you love this episode, make sure you give it a big like, review it and share on all the socials. Tag me. I'd love to know how it has really impacted you. And I will catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye, my loves.